The completion of the Chumash is clearly represents a very important and significant milestone in terms of Habotzis HaTorah. I'd like to, however, with your permission, try to identify and explore a second vitally important dimension to this accomplishment. But first, a few words to gain perspective. In his essay, Uvikashtu Misham, the Rav Zichron Livracha explains that halacha sanctions and even requires that we look for and recognize reflections of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within his Briya. And thus we make brachas on the sun, Birkas HaChama, on the moon, Birkas HaLevona, on the ocean, thunder, lightning, etc. And what do these brachas signify? The fact that we make these brachas, what does it signify? So in the Rav's words, Ba'kol hu ro'ez ziv ha-shchinah, ba'al ha-kol hu mivarech. The unstated subject here is that the Isha Halacha, whom the Rav is depicting, in every facet and in every corner of the Briya, of the cosmos, he sees the splendor, the radiance of the Shekhinah, and then all of these phenomena, he makes a bracha. But Chazal also formulated a bracha for when one sees the greatest of Chachmei Yisrael, Shecholak Mechochmasa Lireyev. The implication is clear. In meriting to see one of those elite few, one of the greatest of the great, of the Chachmei Yisrael, we see a reflection, albeit finite, of the splendid, infinite Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anu Roim Ziv Ashkina. For further perspective, let's turn briefly to another passage, an idea from the Rav's writings. This appears in his Hesped for his uncle, for Belville. Midotav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodot la'olam ha-tachton u'mitgalmot b'gdolei Yisrael chachmei ha-masorah. The attributes that we use to capture, to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions in the world, those attributes themselves descend to the world, to this lower world, and they become embodied in the Gedolei Yisrael, the Chachamim, who transmit the Masorah. Mitoch nivchei nishmoteihem mavhik or mufla, from the recesses, from the depths, the recesses of their souls, shines forth a splendid light, hamitpatzel l'shlal tzva'im, which refracts, which separates into a whole spectrum of light. Mishamshim heim ma'on l'shchina. The Gedolei Yisrael, these elite, singular few, mishamshim heim ma'on l'shchina. They serve as an abode for the divine presence. The etzem ishiyutam ma'atzila yofi shel ma'ala u'makrina mashehu eloki, and their very personalities radiate a supernal beauty and shine something divine. One more source. The Rambam, in his introduction to the Parish of Mishnayis, describes how, in response to Shlomo HaMelech's request in the dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted Shlomo HaMelech extraordinary wisdom, so much so that Shlomo HaMelech knew and was able to explain the purpose of everything in the Briya. As the Pasuk attests in Melochim, Vayidabe al ha'etzim min ha'erez asher ba'levonon ad ha'ezo v'asher yotze ba'kir, Vayidabe al ha'behema v'al ha'ov v'al ha'remes v'al ha'dogim. Shlomo HaMelech was able to penetrate and understand the secret of the Briya, whether the inanimate world, the vegetative world, the animal world. And then the Rambam adds this postscript, and that wisdom was evidence of something divine within Shlomo HaMelech. In sum, the greatest of Chachmei Yisrael, the unique amongst them, possess a Koach Eloki. They serve as a Ma'on Lashkina. They reflect and project Ziv Hashkina. Let's shift our attention for a moment to the field of Parshanus, commentary, biblical commentary. What kochos are required to make a contribution, to provide insight and enhance everyone's understanding of the Dvar Hashem? First of all, a sense of language. The ability to decipher the semantics and different shades of meaning in words. A second, koach, a command of halacha. The Torah is, of course, the sefer halacha par excellence, and as such, sovereign mastery over halacha positions one in terms of parshanus as well. And finally, the Torah, of course, is not only the sefer halacha par excellence, it's also the sefer machshava, the repository of agoda par excellence as well. And thus, the parshan also draws upon his kochos as a baal machshava. Any one of these qualities, a baal pshat, baal halacha, baal agoda, can position a chacham to contribute meaningfully to our understanding of Chumash, of Dvar Hashem. How much more so if the parshan qualifies in all three areas? He's a baal pshat, a baal halacha, and a baal machshava. How much more so if he's outstanding in all three areas? And how much more so if in all three areas he's blessed with a remarkable, singular koach achidush, a fertile, lively, profound genius? I once heard of a very remarkable story about Rav Meir Simcha, known to us from his classic work on the Rambam, Or Sameach, as well as his equally classic work, Al HaTorah, the Meshech Chochmah. So the chronology is that Or Sameach was published first, and the Meshech Chochmah was published later. So when the Or Sameach was published, so it took the world of Lomdei Torah by storm. It was like a Ma'amad Har Sinai. So much Torah revealed. People were nispoiled. Nevertheless, Reb Meir Simcha's intimates, who knew him firsthand, who knew him well, not just from his sefer, said dismissively about those who were nispoiled, "You haven't seen anything. He's so much greater than is reflected and distilled into these chidushim. You ain't seen nothing." Then, sometime later, the Meshech Chochmah was published. Then, even the Mekuravim, even the intimates of Reb Meir Simcha, shook their heads in disbelief and said, "Even we had no hasaga of just how great and just how remarkable a gaon and sar haTorah Reb Meir Simcha is." Parshanus, when the parshan combines and ranges over the entire spectrum of Torah knowledge, He's a Baal Pshat, a Baal Halacha, understanding Halacha to its depths in the tradition of Reb Chaim, a Baal Machshava who quotes with the same ease and familiarity and intimacy from the Mora, from the Chovos Halvavos, from the Emunas Vedeyas, from the Likutei Torah, from the Zohar HaKadosh, from the Kisvei Arizal. The tapestry that's woven there, there's a Ziv HaShechina which even surpasses the Ziv HaShechina when the subject matter is more confining and more restricting. In a Shir in Halacha, so one sees the tremendous depth and profundity and beauty and splendor of Halacha. The same in Machshava and a Shir in Machshava. In Chumash, the venue allows for even those who hadn't seen Rebbeya Simcha b'mlo Tifarto to see certain dimensions of greatness, because you see the Mefarish, ranging back and forth, again, between the Pshat, the depths of Halacha, the depths of Machshava, be it philosophy, Machshava, be it Kabbalah, be it the relevant Chochmas HaOlam. That majestic presentation and revelation of Torah is possible in the context of Chumash. I have to add that despite the masterful, devoted work done in compiling the Chumash, one only gets glimpses and flashes, not because the work could have been done any better, the work was done superbly. The truth is, those who were exposed to the Rav in person, so one has the same reaction as the intimates of Reb Meir Simcha had, that whatever you see in the writings, the person himself was so much greater. He wasn't able to channel it all into the writings. Second of all, the Rav didn't write systematically on Chumash. It needed to be anthologized. Third of all, as the introduction to the Chumash says, even the excerpts needed to be balanced in a way to allow it to function as a parish on the Chumash. So all those constrain and dim the Ziv HaShechina. But all that notwithstanding, there is a tremendous Ziv HaShechina. And in the words of the Rambam, when one is exposed to Chochmah and Chochmas HaTorah on such a level, that, again, integration of all the disciplines of the Pshat, of the Halacha, of the Machshava, one sees and is inspired and is humbled by a Koach Elokim.